a groundbreaking effort to address sex abuse in the Catholic Church. That's what some people are calling a new church law that Pope Francis issued today. It requires clergy and other church officials to report sex abuse and cover-ups, and it requires the church to investigate allegations internally. Marie Collins in Dublin, Ireland, says the directive is a step in the right direction, but it falls short. She runs the Marie Collins Foundation, a charity focusing on child survivors of sexual abuse. Collins herself is a survivor of clerical sexual abuse. She says one problem with the new law is that it doesn't require church officials to go to the police.
Where it is mandatory to report, in other words, if it's a criminal offence not to report abuse to the civil authorities, then they are being directed to do so. But there's nothing beyond that, and I think that is an omission, because there's many countries in the world where it's not a criminal offence not to report. But we know from the past experience that this is what should be happening everywhere. The church should be reporting any cleric who sexually assaults a child to the local authorities.
Yeah, that's what stands out for me, is that the implication is that if individual churches report to the Vatican and through their bishop reports of alleged abuse, then it's up to church officials at the Vatican to investigate and determine?
That's right. And there's a section in it about the person who's been accused, everything being put to them and they having to make their defense. This is all internally within the church. And there's no warning whatsoever if civil authorities have been informed and there's going to be a criminal case, that there should be no internal investigation until the criminal case has been completed. Because by telling an accused person all the details before the police have time to interview them, you can interfere with the criminal case, and that's not here.
The Catholic Church says that having local priests or bishops report things to authorities would endanger the church in places where Catholics are a persecuted minority. What's your reaction to that?
I think, you know, most priests in a country will be natives of that country. They know their own laws. They know the laws of the country. I'm not sure why they should be protected from the law of the country. But in some cases, if it is to lead to any sort of persecution of Catholics because of an abusing priest, there may have to be exceptions. But that could be written in. There could be certain countries set aside.
One thing I don't understand is how the Vatican plans to enforce any of this. How does it make sure that local priests are reporting things?
Well, that is the other big gap in this particular document. There's absolutely nothing in it saying what the sanction will be if they fail to do any of that. And that has been the problem with the church all along, is accountability and proper sanctions being put in place.
It also seems to omit any discussion of punishment or what happens. I mean, say for the sake of argument that the church investigates a charge of abuse, then what?
That's right. It covers the reporting and it covers the investigation to a certain extent. It doesn't cover the outcome. It talks about the good name and the privacy of the people involved being kept confidential. That refers to the victim and the perpetrator. Anything in a church document to me which refers to protecting the good name of anybody really bothers me, because I think if someone is accused and they're shown to have abused, they're not entitled to a good name. Anyone found guilty of abusing a child should be expelled from the church. I think that's what most survivors want, and I think that would make a big difference to people if they saw the church expelling from their ranks anyone who had committed abuse against a child or a vulnerable person.
Marie Collins speaking with us from Dublin, Ireland. She works with child survivors of sexual abuse, and she herself is a survivor of sexual abuse by a priest. She previously served on the Pope's Commission on Child Protection. Thanks a lot, Marie.
Thanks, Carol.